particularly care for terribly sweet. So like in that jug of iced tea, it's two Splendids. The whole jug, it's 2.5 quarts.
I
I
can't
just
believe
should.
that was just one
Well,
splash.
Splendid is very sweet,
Splendid is pretty sweet. It's not
as
as.
is Easter.
Oh, I thought you were
Oh,
going to
I
say
guess he's on.
Megan.
We're on now.
We're
I
on
thought you were going
now.
to say Megan.
John.
Oh, yeah, Megan is Megan. You're like, you're.
Oh my God.
A
Are
little
you
bit sweet. Am
sweet?
I half a Splenda? I'm half a Splenda.
I think you're a half a sweet and low.
The low side?
No, the
I
sweet and
would
lows are really good.
say you're more savory.
Actually, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You're sweet.
I'm okay with
A
that.
matter of fact, we were in Albuquerque last week, and that seems where the most people watch listen to this
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we met three people, but two or three of them all said, oh, just love Megan.
Yeah, well, it's true. You're a star, Megan.
You're a star. You are the
Yeah.
star of the show,
Also,
which is why I really need to not do it anymore.
I
You could
have to
just do it all
say,
by yourself.
another friend of the pod, Denise, was at my last show. And the best part of the show for
Oh,
her
we
was
met.
getting to meet
Yeah, it was
you.
so nice to
She
meet her.
said, I got to meet Megan.
Oh, my God. I got to meet Denise.
It's like when Beth came from Boston. She's like, I really want to meet Megan. Is she
Oh,
coming to
my
dinner with
gosh.
us?
I'm probably such a letdown.
You were. You disappointed her.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I think maybe you could do this professionally.
Yeah,
I mean,
all
not
by
that we
yourself.
aren't very professional.
Yeah,
I mean, this
Wait,
is pretty
are we?
professional.
I'm not getting paid? Wait.
Oh yeah, do you want to check how much
Yeah,
you
how much?
just got
Not
paid?
anyway.
Oh yeah, we got a money roll for you when you go to.
Yeah, you get paid in desserts most weeks,
Yeah,
but
that's
not
true.
this week.
Oh, and it's Easter.
This week, yeah, I gave you a sip of my coffee.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah,
Thank
we'll check
you.
the
We have to
money
get paid
later.
at the restaurant then.
Yeah, I think
but we
it's
do
like
get put in at the restaurant.
We do? It's part of the meal?
I think so.
No, this is why I'm telling you
Easter
it's a
pudding?
ripoff.
Who ever heard of Easter
No, well,
pudding?
just
Well,
pudding
how
as
much
in
is it?
dessert.
Okay, so
it's $40 or
It's
$60?
$40.
It's
$40
$40
for
for a
like
meal.
For a shared like bread basket and some fruit and then your entree. I don't think there's a drink included. I could be wrong, but I don't think there's a drink included. And so I was exploring the menu because, you know, I just wanted to know what I might order. Most of these, unless you get the steak and eggs, this is a total ripoff. But it's enjoyable. I get it. It's brunch. It's Easter, you know. But I'm just saying, it's a ripoff.
Wow. You
Wow.
should be two queens and a cranky old
But I'm still going, aren't I? And I'm happy to be going.
Wow. Easter brunch. I'm pulling it up.
Yeah, at the
It
Queen's
is
House.
$40.
Yeah.
Yeah, fresh fruit with chili, lime, salt, bread basket.
I am very excited about the bread basket, I will say.
It was very good last
Yeah,
2 years.
You know, it's a lot of different entrees.
But like I'm just saying, like what kind of schmo goes and orders the salad for $40? Not me.
I'm not. I know what
Yeah,
I'm
well,
ordering.
no,
You're getting the
yeah.
lamb
That's,
or the
I think
ham. You're
that's,
getting the ham. You're
I think
getting the
that's called
lamb.
an eating disorder.
It's okay
Schmo?
to
Why schmo?
have a salad.
Oh, now it's okay.
Yeah, no,
Okay.
but
Not when
not
it's
for no,
$40.
not when
For
it's $40.
$40.
Yeah.
Well, you know, restaurants are having a rough time. I think
That's true.
that, you
Listen,
know.
I'm gonna pay. I'm gonna eat, and I'm gonna pay. I'm not gonna dine and dash.
I'm gonna ask for two of these entrees.
Please, yes, make this $40 worth it.
I'm gonna say, which of these entrees costs you the most money?
The
Because
steak and
that's
eggs.
the one I want.
I think it's gonna be the steak and eggs
Well,
for
how do
the
you know if
answer.
not just a tiny little piece of steak?
That's true.
Avocado toast with two
I know.
poached
See,
eggs.
no, like my instinct would have, like avocado toast sounds very tasty, but I can't
But
do
not
it.
for Easter
No, not for
brunch.
Easter. I think I'm gonna do the, I
Pasta
might do the
carbonara.
rye with shrimp and eggs.
A veggie burger. Oh my God, they'd have to pay me to eat that.
Well, some people don't eat meat. Are you doing the lamb?
No, because
You're
I've
not?
gotten No, because I've done that before, and what and it is disappointing.
Oh,
It's delicious,
yeah.
but it's like some chopped ham on top of a piece of
Well,
focaccia.
lamb, but yeah.
Yeah,
Not sure
no,
why we're
I'm not
going
putting.
then if everybody's
No, I'm excited to go. And also, it's National Gin and Tonic Day, so I'll be having a gin
Oh, it's
and
terrible, terrible for
today
your
is
liver.
National
Really?
Gin and Tonic Day.
Oh, tonic is?
Gin. And
Gin
gin is the
is
worst for
very,
your
very
liver.
bad for your
Well,
liver.
I drink it like once every like 3 months.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine. I think I'll be fine.
It's not like a gooch.
It's the other shit you put into your system that's really harmful.
Yeah.
All the crack cocaine
and
the meth.
And the heroin.
And the, the red tar, black tar,
like heroin. Both. She does a lot both. Of fentanyl these days.
If they had pink tar, I would do it. But until they come out with pink tar heroin, I want the gay heroin.
Isn't that Madonna?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Colored tar.
Black tar heroin.
Black tar heroin?
Yeah. I'm not really sure what that is.
I'm not really. It's just a type of heroin or
what they. I don't know.
I don't
know. Yeah. Whatever.
Sounds a little like molasses, which is delicious. So it sounds like it's good.
So
heroin.
Maybe I want to try it.
He is the one who knocked.
Oh, is this an Albuquerque souvenir?
We went to the Breaking Bad store.
Uh-huh.
And museum.
And
because they have like costumes and stuff?
They have all kinds of stuff.
Props.
They have dioramas
Some
that
clapboards.
You can pose in.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I think I saw Mike pose and Kelly, right? I'm not sure I saw you pose, John.
I thought
Get
I did.
A little too
I
close
think
down.
I did.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I must say, we went to a Breaking Bad exhibit at the Kaufman Astoria Studios a few years back. This store is much, much, much better.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I would expect a fucking museum to actually be better than a
Yeah, but this is like going to exist
collection.
Forever and is like in the place where it was shot.
You hope it's going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a cool place. If you're ever in Albuquerque, you should check. And if you like Breaking Bad,
I still haven't watched it.
I just started watching it again because the store inspired me. It is so good.
Yeah. No, I know. It's on the list.
Also, I think watching it a second time is even more heartbreaking.
Oh, fascinating.
Because, I'm just a couple or four episodes in and I see the choices he's making and I know
what
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Okay.
And they have a tour that leaves from there. The tour is like $95. It seems
kind
of pricey.
No, we did it with John.
We did.
When
we did our own
there
tour
years ago.
Several years ago.
Oh.
But I do think you get
$95.
You get lunch at Pollo Hermanos.
Okay, that's worse than deal than the fucking Queensboro because
I know it is. It's
a chicken. It's a chicken shack.
Sandwich,
see, that's less than $10 for lunch. And then I can have John drive me around for gas money.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But you get to do it in a community of like-minded people.
I don't particularly care for Uber fans of any show. The guy that owns the store, he has all of these tattoos.
My goodness. Yeah.
Different sort of, the signature of Vince Gilligan.
Oh, wow.
All these different Breaking Bad. And I'm like.
Do you think if you were Vince Gilligan, you would be impressed or
It was a bit much.
I think Vince Gilligan would think it was. Nice.
Cool, really?
Because he was also a nice guy, and he was gay, so he's bad.
If Beth or Denise ever got my signature,
actually, yesterday, something else he does is he flies in cast members from time to time to do meet and greets.
Okay.
And the twins were there yesterday.
That would have been so much fun.
No,
that
would have
been.
So
you don't
much.
Know what they are, but. Anyway, so he has all these, the logos of different pictures, different sayings. And I just looked at him and says, it is a damn good thing you weren't a big Felicity fan.
Yeah. I will say, he has printed up some greeting cards. Some are great. Mm-hmm. We bought a few. But his knowledge is a little too deep. And so there were a few cards that were like,
fuck you and your eyebrows.
Yeah, fuck you and your eyebrows.
And that must be, well, you, on your rewatch, you'll find out. But,
well, I already saw it. It was in the first episode.
Oh, wow.
But I'm like,
real deep cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was fun.
Yeah.
Albuquerque was fun. It was nice to get away.
Yeah. Nice.
I wish it was warmer.
Oh, was it kind of chilly?
Yeah, there.
Well, a couple of days were beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, like in the 70s.
Beautiful days, but.
At night.
We're further into spring than they were. So that was I think just initially that was kind of sad getting off the plane because I expected they might be a little ahead of us.
Yeah.
I mean, mainly about what's budded out as far as trees and plants.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. But we went to Jemez.
Jemez Springs.
Jemez Springs, which was a reservation. And so we love you, bitch. And that was fun.
Uh-huh.
The Red Rocks were great. that was just beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And then we went to Madrid to see your family. And Madrid is such a neat little
town. Yeah, it's a cute little town. I think I've actually only seen it in the dark recently, but yeah.
Well, it's nice in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was, yeah. Someone, it's nice to see you, fam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah, no, it was a fun trip.
Got to my new favorite restaurant, which is Vic's Vittles.
Oh.
It's like a breakfast lunch place on Central Avenue, just east of Wyoming.
Okay, yeah. That doesn't mean much to me, but
well, it's just ridiculous amounts of food.
Biscuits?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But biscuits. They had, so I got, Kelly and John each got a cowboy burrito.
Oh, which is, that sounds so good. Which is a burrito, already.
But it has chicken fried steak in
it. Oh my gosh. And gravy?
And then they have green this green chili gravy.
Oh, so like good. Cream, but with green chili in it?
So
oh
good. God. So it's this fucking huge burrito, and then it's slathered in that gravy and then covered in cheese.
So my tip to anyone who goes, split it. A plate.
Oh, yeah.
Every, like yours was huge. Ours was
mine
huge.
Was,
or have okay. leftovers.
Mine wasn't what did that. You order? I got the skillet. So it was...
potatoes
with bacon, little bits of bacon, and little bits of sausage. Not a whole lot of meat, and then two eggs on top with the green chili sauce. So it wasn't that bad. But they also had on the menu pancakes with bacon, green chili, and cheese in the batter. I'm like, we need to get.
So you got that for the table?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
It was good.
Wow. Very good. Yeah, I definitely want to go here now.
Yeah, that's one of those places. Like, I know if I'm in Albuquerque, I gotta go to Vic's.
Yeah,
gotta.
Do they have sopapillas?
They did not.
No,
we did. I did not have a sopapilla.
It's more cowboy than Indian.
Okay.
I mean, they do have Mexican food. Yeah. I think they have enchiladas and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you had a burrito. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that sounds like a cowboy burrito.
Yeah. Well, it was a cowboy. That's what they call it.
Yeah, and I will say, unless you're planning on spending your day rope and riding in Brandon, split it with someone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, it could have gone
three ways.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could have just gotten one cowboy burrito and the pancakes for the table. That's it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I've been very happy.
Yeah.
But we also went to see the Gay Men's Chorus concert, All Queen.
Oh, okay. Where were they performing?
At the National Hispanic Cultural Center.
Oh.
Which is...
Is that kind of new or not?
Yes, it is relatively new. It's on South 4th. And we were in the Roy Disney Hall because he gave him the money to build it.
Is he an alive Disney?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I believe he is. I don't know. He could have died since then.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's a beautiful venue. And the concert was pretty good.
Yeah.
The interesting thing that I took away from the concert is Queen's very first concert in the country, in the United States, was in Denver at St. Regis, which is my dad's alma mater for high school and college.
It's a high school and college?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it was. It might just be a college now, but when my dad went there, it was a high school.
Yeah. And what year would that have been?
That he was in high school?
No, that Queen would have done their first concert.
Oh, I think it was 74.
Okay, so, long gone from Denver by that point, your dad.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think he graduated college in 50.
Oh, yeah, you're 55. You're younger than my mom. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a fun trip to Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a couple movies.
Oh,
what'd you see? Cocaine Bear.
Oh yeah, was it good?
Half good.
It was half good. Yeah. No, I mean, I would definitely
couch watch it on a Saturday kind of movie.
The problem is with Cocaine, I just didn't think it was funny enough. Mm. I mean,
there were funny things.
There were funny things, but there just were not. You know, it was tonally, it was just off. And then they would have this incredible. Shocking violence, but it was supposed to be funny, which it was. The violence and the action parts were really good, but they just needed Carrie Fisher to come out and do a script doctor of
She's
the script
dead.
Because She's dead. You know they had only Margot Martindale had this weird ass character, and Jesse Tyler Ferguson Was that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was pretty good too. They were together, and everybody else, it was like.
Kerry Russell, were, even?
Yeah.
But you don't hire Kerry Russell to be wacky and
in a
funny.
Comedy, yeah.
You don't? She can pull that off, I feel.
Really?
Have you ever
seen
her?
Well, I mean, I haven't
it?
Seen Cocaine Bear.
Well, have you ever seen her be funny?
She had some. This is coming from the Americans, where I felt like she could transform herself and do absolutely anything.
But not that kind of funny.
Okay.
She plays a put upon single mother with a teenage daughter. What you needed was like a Holly Hunter from Raising Arizona.
Catherine Hahn.
A Madeline Kahn.
Catherine Hahn.
Either or. Uh-huh.
Well, okay. Catherine Hahn is someone who I think can do it.
And is alive and would be able to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it needed all of the characters needed to be, you know, pushed up to 11. Like they had these two.
That's interesting because I feel like Elizabeth Banks would get that. I wonder if somebody told her to rein it in.
Yeah, I don't know what she was trying to do.
Yeah.
And then the other movie we saw was Dungeons and Dragons, which I thought was kind of delightful.
Yeah, it was good. I would recommend
it. It was a great Saturday afternoon or whenever afternoon.
Yeah.
Sitting in the back in a thing, just watching this big ass stupid movie.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of people in that cast.
Yes, it has a lot of people. There were a lot of even cameos.
Yeah.
There's one cameo.
Oh, who's the big cameo?
Bradley Cooper.
Oh.
But then it only has Chris Pine, Hugh Grant, Michelle Rodriguez. Is that?
Oh.
Yeah, God. Is she the luckiest actress alive or what?
And she sucks.
She can't. Right? She only does one thing.
Is she in those Fast and Furious movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just does.
She plays
earnest, angsty,
you know, tough broad.
Tough broad.
Ever since her first movie in Girl Fight, you know, when she played a boxer.
Girl Fight, the one. Oh, no. Oh, Cat Fight is the one with Sandra Oh. And
what's her name?
But And when we saw some theater yesterday, we saw Some Like It Hot yesterday.
Like it.
Oh, did you love it?
Yes.
No.
Oh,
I enjoyed
the dancing so much.
The dancing was wonderful.
Yeah.
We had an understudy for
Sugar.
Oh,
the lead lady.
We had an understudy for the lead, the white lead.
Oh, really?
You got
to see Casey Garvin. I follow him on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
I think he's
great. Yeah, he was great. He was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who is it? Is it Christian Borle?
Christian Borle.
Yes,
yeah.
Fabulous.
He was great.
Yeah.
I mean, Christian Borle. Not do
everyone
that.
Was great, but our understudy for Sugar, she just wasn't. She wasn't at the level. Like
she was
they do
bad.
A lot of tribute. Yeah.
Oh, she was
bad.
She
was
actually.
Bad.
She oh
was
wow.
Bad. She was the worst cover I have ever seen on Broadway.
Oh wow. Oh my.
I mean, half of her notes were flat.
Did you do TKTS?
Yeah.
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 You know, because we were supposed to see Shucked. Drama League, but somebody is sick.
So
ticket book got pulled and moved to this Thursday. So we said, well, we're still going to go to the show.
Yeah.
We're going to see either that or Parade, but Parade only had single tickets. So we're going to go see Parade on a Tuesday night sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I was impressed how they did the script,
how
they adapted the movie.
Yeah.
In a way that
I thought worked.
And was not cringy.
For me, in retrospect, I think I did feel like it was slightly like pandering, but then just in terms of like you know, gender identity and stuff. Like I just felt like it was a little really like hitting hard, you know. But then I was like, well, but you know what? Like maybe people that come to see this show, that's helpful for them to see.
I did not feel that way because that was my biggest fear
that
it was going to be way too woke.
Yeah, I didn't think it was way too woke, but I felt like a little bit. But then I was like, but that's okay.
Well, also they have to say
the
change in attitude.
Yeah.
You know, because
exactly. Yeah, that was kind of what like came to me
as opposed to like the Prom when it was on Broadway. You felt like it was like 10 years too old, too late.
Oh, really?
Like, what the fuck? Remember
yeah.
The Prom? Is like,
I loved The Prom.
It was fun, but at the same time, it was like these brothers fighting for the lesbian
because
to take a prom date. You're like, is this 2002?
Right.
I mean,
no,
what's going on?
That's a very good
point.
Yeah.
But no, I liked it. I just felt that.
Well, it's too bad that you didn't have up to snuff understudy.
She didn't ruin it at all.
No, she didn't ruin it.
I thought the music was okay. I just didn't feel that anyone was at their best. It was not surprising anything.
I thought the dancing was amazing. Daphne was stellar.
Great.
Which one is Daphne?
She's the trans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I thought Osgood. He's the rich.
He was poor little millionaire.
I thought he was phenomenal. And Sweet Sue, I thought
Sweet
was phenomenal.
Sue, yeah.
But I think this movie. I wish the music was better.
I don't remember any of the music. Nothing stuck with me.
But it should have been better. Yeah. I mean, you know, we all saw Kimberly Akimbo and how bright and fresh and new and surprising.
Honestly, none of that music stuck with me either. I don't remember any of those.
But I loved it.
I listen to the Couch album all the time now.
I will say about the music for Some Like It Hot, you know, it was all written in the style of, what is it, the 30s? Yes, the Depression.
Yeah, it was.
And so how fresh can it sound?
I don't know.
If it sounds too fresh, maybe you've gone too fresh.
I think Mark Shaiman could have done better. Mm-hmm. That's all.
True. I do feel like in the finale, I was remembering, because really one of the best finale songs is Hairspray.
Mm.
Because it just builds and builds and builds. And I feel like
he's writing there for a different decade too.
But it's a more fun decade and it's children. So they bring, you know, like that fact brings a little more energy.
Hmm.
I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah.
Now, have we potted since we saw Life of Pi?
No, I don't think so. Which is getting rave reviews.
We enjoyed it a lot.
I'm thinking I've got to add it to my list.
I thought Life of Pi was real, again, really good. My only issue with Life of Pi is I've read the book.
Yeah.
I love the book.
Yeah.
And I felt that there should not be a dry eye in that theater as they're walking out.
Move you too much.
And that whole section about what really happened
was
very
too
fast.
Short.
Oh,
and they should have just.
Yeah, you're totally right.
That you can really see the devastation Pi has that forces him to create this alternate reality.
Yeah.
And you didn't get that. But the production is the.
And the
puppetry
is just okay.
I gotta see it just for the artistry.
Yeah,
the
you
puppets.
Gotta see it for that. I mean, and it's he is phenomenal.
Yeah,
and he does not leave that stage for 2.5 hours, and he works his ass off.
Yeah, there's an intermission, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he leaves for a little bit, but
true. Good point. Bitchy, but good point.
As opposed to Ben Platt, who spends intermission
on stage.
Oh, yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
Can we throw things at him?
Yo, Ben. Ben, I thought you did good in the first act.
Yeah.
They say second acts are tough, though.
Hey,
good luck.
Ben, here's a tomato for what you did on RuPaul's Drag Race. And then after...
Ben, I like your hair better here than in the movie version of Dear Evan Hansen. Jesus, what were you thinking, Ben? Oh, Ben. Ben, oh my God. Yeah, you're supposed to be a teenager. You look like a creepy pedophile.
He does look like a creepy. Even as a teenager, he kind of looks like a pedophile.
Yeah, he does have that look. Pedophile. Yeah.
The other show we saw was Dark Disabled Stories. At the Public.
So good.
Oh, okay.
So good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really, really good. And then we saw Bad Cinderella.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Bad Cinderella.
And I don't think the title does it justice.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It should be appalling.
Appalling.
I was not as appalled. No.
Yeah.
Because I still want to say I liked it better than Sunset Boulevard. And there were beautiful people in it, which I love beautiful people. And they were scantily clad.
As John says, they were like porn stars who could dance.
They were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would pay to watch their videos. No.
You probably actually can.
I probably can. Yeah. I should
just get the program and just Instagram them all.
Yeah. Have we seen anything else?
I saw Drinking in America, which is an Eric Bogosian revival, which was good.
Yeah.
But and then I saw with Maddie, The Arden of Faversham. when I saw the first half.
Oh, I hear you departed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to say Maddie did not go to work the next day. That might have been the day he didn't go to work. I can't remember. There was one day he just couldn't do it. No, that was a Monday. That would have been a Monday. So he got himself together, but it, apparently it was very rough.
I would imagine. He was drunk.
Yeah.
I was drunk. Yeah, we left and like, hey. He's like, want to go grab one more? And I'm like, oh, sure. Well, that turned into like six.
Woo!
Yeah.
Good night.
Went to pieces, and there was a drag show.
Mm. Yeah.
Cannot
pass West Village
drag show.
Yeah, and in the West Village.
I know.
Are you already there?
Do you remember a name?
They were not good.
But yeah, do you remember their name?
I don't even think I ever knew their names.
Fang.
Anyway, so that's our.
Okay, well, let's take a break.
Theater.
And we'll come back and talk about TV.
Okay.
And movies. Mm-hmm. And we are back.
We're back.
So, any other TV we've been watching?
Duh, well, lots of TV. We didn't even talk
Succession.
About any TV. I hadn't started Succession yet.
Oh my God.
There's too much TV, so I haven't started it yet.
There is so much TV, I'm getting a little bit angry at TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't started Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I've started Ted Lasso.
We haven't watched Shrinking.
I haven't watched Shrinking.
Schmigadoon started.
Haven't started Schmigadoon.
I haven't started that.
Nope.
You.
Oh,
we haven't watched
it.
Yeah, oh my God, I love you. So many things we haven't gotten back to. Traitors.
I don't even know what that
that's
is.
That's the one we watched with you. The Traitors.
Oh my God, that's such a good show.
But we only watch it with you.
We only watch it with you, and it's been a long time, Megan.
It has been a long time.
I've been like, should we start watching it without her?
No,
I don't know.
No, that's not true.
I hope
you're hoping coming over after lunch.
Oh, really? I thought you were just going to bed. Anyway, yes, so we're watching Traitors. We're watching Yellow Jackets.
Yep, I'm caught up on Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets is
so good.
Oh my God.
So
I did not expect to be as cringed out as I was. Because you know cannibalism is coming. You know it. They've teased it. You know it's happening.
I think they did it in a really delicious way.
I totally agree.
Cannibalism has never looked so good.
But like, I did not expect to be as really like a little bit shocked by it, even though I knew it was coming. But I felt very like it was visceral. Like,
was beautiful.
No, it was, yeah. I kept thinking that our main girl was going to have to talk them into it after she ate the ear.
Shauna. Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
They all just smelled the barbecue and said, "Oh, darling,
let's do it."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, that. But it was like it was cringy, but also very like 100% not gratuitous at all. Like,
no.
Like, yeah.
And I thought it was beautiful how they framed in the Greek Roman orgy.
Uh-huh,
you know, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting, what gets me about this thing is Melanie Linsky,
uh-huh.
That character is even crazier than we know.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
I mean,
totally.
And I think
she's unhinged.
And I think she's the only actress alive that can play that part.
Yeah, she's so good. She's so good. Yeah.
She can walk that line so well.
Yeah.
The stuff with her daughter is so.
When she started talking to that guy in the bar, you just knew this is trouble. Yeah. Not good.
Yeah. No, he's dead.
What?
The cop.
Oh, you think? Oh,
the,
we'll see
the guy
him
from
be Surge killed.
Yeah. Melanie's getting him.
Yeah. He's got a good mustache.
Yeah. You know him from Search Party.
I haven't watched Search Party. That is yet another thing that I haven't been able to get to.
I will say, he is more attractive than he's ever been. He always looks dorky. A tall, awkward, dorky looking guy. But I think the mustache.
He's had a mustache in other shows.
Yeah, but this mustache, just something about his look. Maybe he's just matured and
he's
filled
out. Yeah.
You know? He is quite handsome in this.
Yeah.
I forget his name. John Randolph, maybe, or I forget.
Speaking of drag queens, I don't care about the reunion, so I didn't watch that.
We started watching it. I finally turned it off.
Yeah, no, I don't care about those.
I don't care
episodes.
About any of them.
I didn't listen to a second. I just like, oh, he's watching that. I've got to get my Instagram out.
Yeah.
That's all I did.
Yeah.
I hate all of them. I don't hate
I don't hate all of them.
I like Sasha.
And Anitra. I like Anitra too.
Anitra's okay. I cannot stand Lux. I cannot stand Mistress. I think Mistress sucks.
Yeah.
I think she's a sloppy, fat drag queen who should not be in the final. And yeah, fat shaming. And but I am fat, so I can shame others. So it works that way. So the N word.
I think that's called internal fatophobia. Whatever.
Okay, fine. No, it's very external. But I did, and I don't like the other. The only one I actually liked was Marsha.
Yeah.
Everybody else, I did not like them personally.
Yeah.
I hated this season. And they
I don't think there's anything not to like personally about Anitra and Sasha.
Yeah, no, they're fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other thing is, you know, it's like.
It's Sasha, right? Sasha Colby.
You know, Sasha Colby, yeah.
Yeah.
Would, you know, put her up against Jinx. Put her up against Shea Coulee.
Yeah.
Put her up against, you know.
And show what she's really got because she's having to work for it.
Yeah, I think they just have to go further to find. The queens, you know, like all the really good queens have been on.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know.
There is a limit to the.
Maybe they should take a page from Top Chef and bring queens from different countries.
That might be fascinating.
Yeah. Because I am loving Top Chef.
Top Chef is great.
Loving it.
Top Chef is great.
Yeah.
I have really, really enjoyed. Do you watch Last Chance Kitchen?
No, I don't care about Last Chance.
Oh, no, you got to. It's actually part of the show.
Yeah.
So, like,
this... I mean, I know the next episode they're coming, whoever wins is coming back.
Well, yeah, but the first part of the episode is going to be the fight
between
those two people.
I think it's already been spoiled for me. It's the Canadian and the Spanish woman, right? Yeah. I really hope the Spanish woman gets back in.
I really like the Canadian.
Yeah.
I don't like the Spanish
woman. I like seeing fancy vegetables. And she makes fancy vegetables.
I like the Canadian.
Yeah. It's totally impossible to have a favorite on that show.
It is pretty tough.
Yeah.
I like Amar. Because he has a beard and he's hot.
Yeah. For humor, the German, so freaking funny.
German is funny.
Yeah. He's so
Which
funny.
Which is not something you hear very often.
I know, but he has a very German sense of humor, yes. I feel, even though I've never been. I'm like, yeah, that strikes me as German. Yeah. And I like, what's her name? Is it Sarah, the other American that's left? I really like her.
Kentucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
Victoire. I like Gabri. Like I just really I the
I'm so impressed that you remember their
the
name.
Middle Eastern
like,
the Middle Eastern
even...
cooks, their food looks unreal.
Yeah,
like
I
just want to eat that food so badly. Of all the food that gets made, I want the Middle Eastern food the most every time.
I like the Mexican guy, although I think he's probably gonna get kicked off soon.
Yeah, he's probably not long for
yeah. He's just adorable.
He is adorable
in his own little
way.
But I love that show. And the other show we're watching Survivor this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
enjoying it a lot.
Although
yes.
Everything, I think the trick for me anyway with Survivor is not to watch it every season. Watch it every 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like, oh, yeah, this is a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was fun.
When does The Amazing Race come back?
I don't know. I thought they were doing 2 seasons this year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's too much TV.
Yeah. What are you watching?
Well, we just talked about most of it. Oh, my half hour show. What did I finish? I finished something and I've moved on to Shrill. I had never watched Shrill.
Oh, I love Shrill.
Yeah. And that's good.
What's Shrill?
That's the 80 Bryant.
Oh, yeah. No, that was really good.
So I'm enjoying that quite a lot. I guess my other, right now, it seems like all of my hour long programs are, what's going on, what's that, like live. I'm watching it week by week because my other hour long is I'm staying on track with Perry Mason.
Oh yeah, we're watching Perry Mason.
Yeah.
Really enjoying
yeah.
We're not
season.
Caught up,
yeah.
But
yeah.
We are.
It's a really good season.
I like that show.
Such a good show.
I think it's
and
not
it's
gonna
got,
last.
I know,
well,
I, that's what I keep
good.
Reading and it's, I'm like, man, that sucks because
yeah.
it's a really good
it's
show.
A very well
yeah.
done show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe the other thing I keep reading is because apparently this is the way TV works now is that like they could shop it. Maybe it won't necessarily be HBO Max, but maybe they'll be able to shop it around to somewhere else or something.
Well, maybe they could move it over to HBO Max from HBO. It's not on HBO now. Monday nights.
Can you not watch it on HBO Max?
But
it's like Hacks. Hacks is an HBO Max.
Right.
So it doesn't come on regular TV.
It never comes on HBO.
It just premieres on HBO Max.
Right.
I see.
And they might be able to move that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that if they shopped it around that it would work because it didn't get any Emmy nominations.
It didn't? Not even Matthew Reese?
No.
I'm sure it got at least like a costume or like a.
I don't think so.
I'm going to look it up. But yeah.
Uh-huh. But and I don't think very many people are watching it, which is too bad because
it's really good.
It's really good.
It's a great show.
Yeah,
we watched two episodes last night.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Fans of friends of the podcast, watch
Perry Mason
on HBO. It's a very good show.
Four Emmys.
Oh, it did get four.
Yeah, Matthew Reese.
Oh, good.
John Lithgow.
Oh, okay.
Production design and cinematography.
Okay, John Lithgow. There should be a federal law that he is in every show.
He and Laura Dern.
He and Laura Dern.
Yeah.
And maybe Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
On the plane, I watched the Brooke Shields documentary.
Oh yeah, that's percolating that I might want to watch.
I really
that.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Of course, I was, you know, young when she was.
Yeah.
I think she's 2 years younger than us.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. You know,
she was truly extraordinarily beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know, and how that turned into a career. And she also grew into a very smart lady.
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
Yeah. I'll check that out. It's a film, not a series.
It's two episodes.
Oh, okay. Cool. Perfect. Yeah. I love a good two-parter doc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also watched All's Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, you hadn't watched it yet?
I had
the
not
new
watched
one?
It.
The,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Why'd you choose? Really? That just doesn't strike me as something you would choose.
Why?
I don't know. I just like usually go for like
the dark,
depressing. Yeah.
But it was excellent.
Did you watch
it?
Yeah. I mean, it's such a good movie.
Yeah.
A well done movie.
Yeah. Beautiful to look at.
You know,
yeah.
And the
it
music,
really was
the music
beautiful.
Was so cool. That
I also liked the music a lot.
Yeah, it won.
Music,
yeah,
and international, right?
Yeah.
The
thing I'm watching is Shadow and Bone on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
It's one of these YA
like a fantasy
thing.
Uh-huh.
I gotta say, it's really good.
Huh.
It's really good.
Okay,
who's in it?
I know it, but all of the young men are. Beautiful. So it's like, okay. All right. Oh, you're going to take your clothes off. Okay. If you have to, you know, but it's really, it's, I like a fantasy show that the world that they create is created with care and thought, you know, it's really thought out well, and it's fascinating and there's nothing else. It's very Russian-y. And anyway, if you like that sort of fantasy thing, this is a really good show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
something else I really enjoyed on TV was Trump Got Arraigned.
I didn't watch any of that, but yeah. I'm having some PTSD to, when did he, 2016, like the lead up to 2016, I'm just having some PTSD to like what's the news cycle that's about to happen just with the presidential elections, like I'm not looking forward to this.
No.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough.
That's part of the whole plan he has with Putin.
Go on.
Well, remember, I've said on this podcast many a times that Donald Trump is like, oh, that election was stolen because he stole 2016. That 2016 was not actually a legitimate thing. That somehow, along with Russia, Trump was able to manipulate the vote and get more.
And since he was able to
do that,
since he didn't win the next time, he imagined he was trying to steal it,
because he
someone
probably
got better at stealing than he did.
Yeah,
is
that's
that
what
your
he
theory?
No, my theory is that that's what happened in 2016, and they did it again in 2020. Trump actually lost by much more than he did. You know, he lost by what, 8 million votes? He probably lost by like 20 million votes because they stole, but they didn't steal enough to win. It's fun.
Yeah.
And so when he's like, you know, because everything, when he always like, he's like, he always uses the truth to create a lie.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing now. And so I think that this whole Trump is here in existence. He's just a ploy for Russia. I think he's working for Russia.
Yeah, well, that would not surprise me if that came to be. But
he made a lot of money by laundering Russian oligarch money.
Yeah, so. I guess it's things that are happening that in theory Trump isn't involved with, and yet they're still happening. That I'm like, oh no, this country. That many people think that that's the way this country should go. Like, for instance, Tennessee. With the expelling of the state senators, and like Texas with the banning of the abortion medicine.
Amarillo.
Was it Amarillo? Oh, yeah, I didn't even, the judges. Yeah. And then like people on Facebook who, when I was growing up, knew them as legitimately like Christian people and who now like support this shit. And I'm like, how can that sit in your brain? Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah. I feel bad for those people because they're going to burn in the bowels of hell.
Well,
yeah. But
we don't know any of that. We don't know about hell, but,
there he is, Mr. Rational.
But, it is interesting that, that he has such a hold on a really large group of people.
Yeah.
But he's also affected, his being has affected, it's infected everything. That's what gives the Tennessee people, that's what gives Ron DeSantis and Texas and, you know, the power to do these things. It's Trump's being just as like infected this country. Yeah. And that's what I think was Putin, who I think he's an evil genius. I think that was his plan.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
okay.
We'll see. One day the documents will be unredacted.
I don't know where they even are.
Yeah.
So
the horn thinks.
The horn thinks. So
it's time to
that's
move on.
Movie school.
Should we take a break before movie school?
Well, how much time we got left?
We have about 12 minutes.
Let's take a break.
Okay. Okay, so what was the name of the movie?
Reprise
from Norway.
Joachim Trier's first film.
And Megan, you just rated it on IMDb?
Yeah, I did.
What rating did you
give it? I gave it a 5. Straight in the middle, out of 10.
Out of 10.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I did find the acting to be very, very good. And also... I just kind of like, you know, Norway is my patria lineage, whatever, you know, so I liked that it was in Norway. I would have like preferred this to be like a short or something, maybe at a certain point, I just was like, I'm not that interested in a full movie, I guess, of young dudes who are artists, like, suffering for their art. Like, you know, I just like felt a little.
Were they suffering?
Well, yeah. I mean, one of them had like a total mental breakdown.
But not for his art.
But not for his art.
I guess that great art comes out of suffering, maybe. That like trope or whatever.
Well, but he suffered and then he quit making art.
Yeah, but he started. I guess he wrote and it was like shitty. Okay, so maybe you're poking some holes in my. what I felt, what my takeaway was, but it just was too much dude, you know, like I don't like movies that are so dude.
I hated this movie. Words cannot express how much
it was.
I
real
hated
slow
this movie. It was so slow. There was no music in this movie.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, that's a great combination. Nothing happens and there's no music. Also, I feel like if you want to be a published author, just go to Norway, because all you got to do is mail in a manuscript and they in 6 months you've got a book that you're invited on book tours, you know. I thought that was stupid. I thought why did he try to commit suicide over that girl?
Well, I mean, I think that like he's mentally unwell. And she maybe just like triggered that. I don't know. Like, but yeah.
I can't even remember the other guy.
Also, I'm not sure that he was.
I'm not sure that he was like necessarily trying to kill himself. I think he just might have had like a psychotic episode that like would have had him bleed out if somebody hadn't have like found him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
but
great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I hated the look of the movie.
Yeah, the look
I
of the movie
was
didn't bother me.
Really, I mean, everything about this movie I thought was stark.
Yeah.
And I really feel like the women characters were just
100%
to
move the males forward in whatever way. Like,
yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Or hold them back. I don't know what they were there for.
Yeah. And the only thing I think I read the Times review. I'm pretty sure Manola Dargis reviewed it. And I think I read that last night. I don't know why I'm saying I think. Because I like did read it. But I wonder if I had more movie school of like French New Wave that it would have been hit me in a different way. But I feel like this was probably an homage to a lot of film and film theory and like whatever that I just hadn't really seen yet. And I know more about that. Like, yeah.
This film makes me not trust Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, why? What is
it? It's got like an 80%.
Oh, wow.
On Rotten
Jesus.
Tomatoes, but it's only 65. They can't tell you how many reviews. They have 65 people.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, this guy totally could have got 65 of his friends to.
What
well, Manola Dargis liked it.
What's the Metacritic review? Now, I got to say, I feel
79 Metacritic.
I feel bad for both of you because
yeah.
this is a brilliant
yeah.
film. And I knew you were going to hate it because the movie is about young men, young boys becoming men. That's
yeah.
what it is. You don't like them. Their friends are assholes.
Yeah.
yeah.
But you see at the end how it's nothing but big kids puffing their chests out
yeah.
until the woman comes around and saves them, basically.
Which is also bullshit, though. Like that, I don't care about that.
It might be bullshit, but it's also what happens to a lot of young men.
And also, I'm going to say there's no way for us to know that until we see them old, because I'm willing to bet that they fuck around on the
probably.
Women. Like, and so there's no saving. Like,
all right.
Yeah.
Good point. I'll take that. Take the word saving
also,
back.
Also, them older is just an imagined.
Right.
They don't actually get old. He just imagines
right.
what happens.
Well, that's the other thing I love about this movie,
when he goes to Paris and all that.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
None of it?
What? What do you mean?
None of the going to Paris
was real?
Second time, when the good-looking guy goes to Paris.
That's not real?
No. He's just imagining.
I read that as real.
Which are we talking about?
At
the
end
one
of
who
the
doesn't
movie,
have the breakdown.
The one who doesn't have
okay.
the breakdown.
Eric.
It's all he says. He thinks that he will do this, and then this will happen, and then they'll run into each other.
No, he goes to Paris. What you know? It might help if you're not on your phone when you're watching a foreign film. But
I watched the film. It wasn't until I read Wikipedia that it told me that was imagined.
He goes to Paris to write his second book, and he imagines meeting Philip. In all of these
different
ways,
scenarios.
But he meets him at the wedding of his asshole friend.
Yeah,
you know. What I like about the movie is that the time it goes back and forth between, you know, before the breakdown, after the breakdown, it goes into imagined and reality.
Yeah,
and I just love the way he really expertly handles that moving forward. That most people are not confused. Anyway. So I think this is a great film, a great film.
I'm not surprised that these are our takeaways.
I don't think you should see his second film,
Oslo
August 31st.
Because it's about a dude going on a killing spree?
No. No, that's not.
That's not the premise? I thought it was about
no,
the guy
It's Anders Danielsson Lie,
yeah.
who played Phil.
Yeah.
He gets out of rehab and he's just walking around Oslo trying not to.
Did Trier also do a movie about the killer?
There is. No, but there is a movie.
That has Oslo in the title
or
something?
So, yeah.
Okay.
And it's on Netflix.
Okay.
About that killer. But you guys could watch
I did see Worst Person in the World.
Worst Person World.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. You might like it. You'll like it because it's a woman and you seem to hate anything that doesn't have
that's
women
not true. That's, wait, that's, finish your thighs.
It doesn't have women in it.
Oh, well, yeah, that's basically true.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not real.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind a movie where there are no men in it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't really either.
Yeah, so it's like, all right. And that's
women
not
are
real
just so much
either
more interesting.
Really? Have you seen women talking?
Wait, what's that? I think I have. So, oh, yeah, I loved that movie. I thought that was
a
great
film.
Good movie. Yeah. Plus, there was a very prominent male character.
Somewhat
he
prominent.
He was very prominent.
Somewhat prominent. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so.
He was not tertiary. He was at least secondary.
So now, I kind of realized that you two were probably going to feel this way about this movie. And I think that the whole movie school, the way we've set it up, that Mike Teal has set it up, is not very, it's not efficient. It's okay. Not good. The whole, because a lot of movies are on there simply to fit into the category. So,
uh-huh.
So we're going to change it up.
Okay.
And we're now
I'm excited.
So now.
It's an Easter twist.
We're going to do it this way.
Whoa.
We're going to.
Grab bag. Okay, but now tell us what how you put films in there.
All of the films that should not have been on the list.
You took off.
I took out and I put everything back in and I added some movies.
You did add some
the
stuff.
The other thing,
okay.
we talked about Feather's Bacon Boy a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh. If we think that something should be watched.
That one can be put in.
Oh, I see. So this can get added to.
Get added to.
I love it.
Right.
You know what?
But
something I would
like
you to add if it's not
Tokyo
in there.
Tokyo Tribe, you know, would
yeah
never be in
it. Because you were trying to force it into
it. Because it was only there because I needed a third international
yeah
movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you put Sweet Charity in there?
No.
Oh, all right. Okay, I'll watch it on my own.
Watch Knights of Cabiria first.
I'm so excited.
Make sure you only pick one. Okay, there you go.
Okay, ready? Do you want to announce it?
No, you announce
okay
it.
Okay.
And then next time, John can pick.
Okay. Oh, my God. Boom. Oh, it's got a little bit of
it
that
has I
yeah
have all that stuff I just.
Okay. Oh, wow. This is another 2006 film.
Uh-oh.
I believe also international.
Uh-oh.
This is 2006 by Suzanne Beer, After
oh
the Wedding.
Oh.
A manager of an orphanage in India is sent to Copenhagen where he discovers a life-altering family secret. So I'm Mads Mikkelsen, love that guy. Sidse Babett Knudsen.
Oh, she's on Borgen.
Oh, I haven't watched Borgen. Okay. So this is a Danish film.
This is a Danish film. Suzanne Beer is a great. We all watched The Night Manager on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, loved it.
She
yeah. Oh,
she's the one.
Okay.
She's
so she knows how good Olivia Colman is. So
yeah. She's done some great movies. After the Wedding.
Oh, my God.
In a Better World. Brothers and another one. She's a really
great.
All right,
well, let's see how this
film
let's see what this other 2006 international film. John's so excited.
No, you'll like this better than
like
Stacks.
It less.
Okay, I'm excited.
All right, we'll just go like
I'm apprehensive.
After the Wedding, mm-hmm. Putting it into IMDb now so I don't forget. Great.
And that's that.
Anything else that we need to talk about before we leave to Easter brunch?
To eat.
Oh, actually. Oh, no. We've got plenty of time to get to brunch.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to be a little tight.
Oh. I don't really think so. Can we pod on Saturday next week before we go see Barbara? Is that possible?
Oh, I think we should pod after.
Yeah, I know. But I don't
while you're
I can
busy
do Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, unless
yeah,
we
can do it before Barbara.
Okay, and then talk about her next
week. We're seeing Broadway Barbara next
Broadway
week.
Barbara. Actually, it, no matter where you are, check her out on Instagram, on her website. She is hilarious.
Thank you. Thank you for it.
I'm going to look up her handle right now. You can probably just Google Broadway Barbara.
Yeah, I bet you could. I bet you could.
But B-R-O-A-D.
Broadway.
Oh, Broadway Barbara Official. Oh,
she's
just.
She's got some people out there faking her. she's really made it then.
Really? They're,
I don't know.
They're
I'm just
imitators?
Saying if she's calling herself official, oh, why don't you, you yeah. call yourself that? Because you got to distinguish from all the imitators.
That's right. So, and she's actually doing several shows at the Soho Playhouse here in New York. And if you get a chance to go see her, go see her. It is she's a really delightful. Fun.
Well, if you don't like her Instagram, you probably won't like her.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't like her Instagram, something is dead inside you.
That could be.
So, yeah. So anyway, have a great week. Happy Easter, everyone. And we'll see you next time on Two Queens and a What?
A What?
What?
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.